other people's transgressions, like literally impose on your psyche, on these neurons, whatever, it produces a whole profusion or of these different behaviors. And those behaviors become sort of legible or understandable. Again, not in a moral normative sense, but as being like responsive to that system of stuff getting pressed out or stuff getting coming back, and of like different ways of, well, he doesn't use the phrase, but like logics of adaptation or maladaptation, right? The person in the family who instead of acting out on his impulses to be sexually abusive, which he inherits from early experience of sexualization, instead he becomes an alcoholic, right? He becomes a quote unquote dipsomaniac. The person who instead, right? So you get the sense that there's like some sort of, it's not purely deterministic, but the choices, they're not either quite choices either, but like the character of the suffering of different people follows a kind of intergenerational family logic. And I should say too, that even when he later starts trying to, in the next graph, like he'll start trying to map this on to like, what's the particular way in which this traumatic symptom is registered in terms of like, is it smell? Is it touch? Is it whatever it is, right? And that's interesting. And we could probably invoke this idea of like the somatosensory homunculus. You map on, like draw the shape of the human body in terms of the cortical real estate devoted to things. And you're like, oh yeah, like we're all noses and tongues. And like the rest of our body is not very important in terms of sensation, right? Even that is him trying to basically just be like, how does one pathological symptom out, like how does it get inscribed from, how is it the result of an earlier trauma, but then how does that out in terms of expression, in terms of another person's pathological symptom, the victim's pathological symptom later?
It's actually like a really interesting recapitulation in family form of the problem that he's setting out to figure out in the individual with all of the layers of memory.
Yeah.
I think.
We might even be like, there's an unconscious to the family that remembers or that compels enactment in some way. And I don't want to go too far with this because, you know, again, part of what's going on here is very much about overdetermined logics of family members and of loss of family members and Freud's loss of his father and, you know, Fleece's loss of his father and under circumstances he won't talk about. But like, it is very much this idea of generations being haunted by one another or of like, it's very classical in this way. For always like this idea of like ghosts who demand blood. Right there, the underworld is present even in the family at its present moment. Right, the other generations, they're still exerting something on you, whether you know it or not.